Go to Rex Warwick speaking. We can. Have you sort of exhausted all the modifications on that car already? Yep, and full turbo back exhaust, I'm assuming. Yeah, that's okay. And we've modified the car here, or was it you've had it done? Oh, yes, okay. Yep. Nice. Yeah. So normally what we would do, from a performance point of view, the J pipe will give you a big bump. From a turbo point of view, we're a little bit weary on those engines. We've seen them, especially like we speak to a lot of different shops and that sort of stuff interstate, and we've seen them break engines once you push past a certain point. Do you know how much power the car's making currently? 208. You got a lot of scope there without having to do an update on a turbo. Yeah, can you generally push around 230, 235 with all the bolt-ons? Full turbo back exhaust. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah, the full J-pipe, and then it does come with the potential there to, we've seen certain cars, even with a tuning and a cat delete on those, can pop up a code every now and again. So that's one of the drawbacks of that platform. Yeah. So normally we would suggest, like when you move down here, we'll run it up as is, get a baseline here, just so we can get the right, make sure the dynos read the same. And then we can modify it and tune it from there. Yeah. As in power? That might be... It might be a tune-related issue there. Yeah, like it might be intentional, but yeah, normally once you reach it shouldn't stop pulling. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you email tuning@gotitrex.com.au, we can answer all those questions and more. Yeah, just a J-pipe and a change. Sent through, obviously, the email. We'll make sure we're on the right track there. But upgrading the turbo, I don't think it's a great idea on that platform just yet. The software is not quite there yet for that support. We've got guys doing it, but like obviously they don't really care about reliability, and they've got the budgets there just to throw money at them. And not everyone. I wouldn't do that, but yeah. Let them break their cars if they want to do it, but we can live happily at that sort of 230 to 240 kilowatts at the wheels. We've got many, many, many at that. Yeah. Just a one day. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, so the good thing with your car is you've got the access port already, so that was a big cost gone. So from a tune point of view, we charge $990 for a full custom dyno tune. And then a J-pipe on those, if I remember correctly, is around $1,100. And then about $400 to install. So what's that, 15 grand, $2,500, I would have thought, roughly. Yeah. A lot cheaper than a turbo, that's for sure. Yeah. yeah, just let us know. That's perfect, mate. No, I look forward to it. No worries. Have a great day. Bye.